For the last few weeks, those in power have been feeling the pressure, as their plans to cover up the Epstein files were met with about as much resistance as you would expect when trying to cover up the crimes the elite did with an infamous PDF file. At first, we were told that Epstein participated in many crimes and had many accomplices. Then, we were promised full transparency and a list full of names of high-profile shady accomplices. But when it came time to release those names, we saw a complete 180, with those in power claiming there was no accomplices and that the list was all made up by the opposing side. When those in power realized this wasn't gonna suffice, they started backtracking. They began cutting secret deals with Maxwell, Epstein's infamous accomplice. Now they're claiming that they would release a list they once claimed didn't exist. But the obvious question is, can we now trust them to release the very list they have been covering up for the last few years? Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about the new news regarding the Epstein files. Let's get right into it. If you're anything like me, chances are you were extremely angered when we were told that Epstein didn't have any accomplices and that they were closing the Epstein case. Don't get me wrong, I knew since the beginning those in power were going to attempt to cover this all up. I just didn't expect them to attempt to do it like this. This was the sloppiest, most low-effort attempt at covering up something I've ever seen in my life. It's like they put a giant sheet over it and said there's nothing under the sheet, when clearly we can see it poking out the side. It's almost like they expected people not to care about the Epstein case at all. The thing is, we care about the Epstein case for obvious reasons, because he was a disgusting monster who hurt countless kids, and really rich and powerful elite men paid them or gave them favors to be able to hurt kids too. Epstein and all those elites then got away with it for years, and even after they were caught. If Epstein really died, he got off easy. But that's even a big if. Honestly, I don't see a billionaire with infinite resources shutting themselves off when they have infinite money and resources to fight it out. I believe those who enjoyed Epstein's island saved their beloved Jeffrey, who holds all their dirty dark secrets. Secrets that likely were on standby to be released the moment things went south. Either way, one thing is obvious, the Epstein files were never going to be fully disclosed. This is why it went down the way it went down. This is why Epstein mysteriously shut himself off without any guards witnessing it or hearing anything. This is why 6 years later, we still haven't held anyone truly accountable except for Maxwell, who right now appears to be working out a deal with those in power in order to get herself a presidential pardon. If anyone deserves a pardon, it's definitely Jeffrey Epstein's main accomplice, one of the most evil women in our lifetime who was willing to feed Epstein's and other powerful men's perverted desires, ruining the lives of so many young girls. Recently, the big news was that Donald Trump's deputy attorney general, a man by the name of Todd Blanche, was sent in to do a 2-day secret interview with Maxwell. The stated reason for his secret meeting with Maxwell was to uncover any possible information about anyone who has committed crimes against victims involved in the Epstein case, according to a statement from Blanche himself and Attorney General Pam Bondi.
We are just learning this hour that Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, was granted limited immunity in order to talk with Trump's personal attorney turned Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. Now, what did this mean, this limited immunity? Well, it allowed Maxwell to provide information without any fear that anything she said that is truthful can be used against her in the future. Maxwell is, of course, serving a 20-year sentence in connections with Epstein's sex crimes. It is a conviction she's actually in the process of appealing. And after the second day of these unusual meetings between Maxwell and the Trump Department of Justice, Maxwell's attorney just said this about a potential pardon from Trump.
We haven't spoken to the president or anybody about a pardon just yet. And you know, listen, the president this morning said he had the power to do so. We hope he exercises that power in the right and just way.
This move has left so many people with questions as to why the deputy attorney general, the man who is second in command in the Justice Department, would personally interview a witness in a case he had nothing to do with prior. Typically, such interviews are conducted by line prosecutors with in-depth knowledge of the case and the ability to assess a witness' credibility. But we know the reason why the big dog himself was sent in, because this wasn't an interview. It's a negotiation. It's pretty clear he was sent in not to recover any names of anyone who was guilty, but to work out a deal with Maxwell. A deal that would keep her mouth shut about certain people while putting the blame solely on other people they care less about. In exchange, Maxwell gets a presidential pardon and gets to walk free after destroying the lives of so many people. Even though they were interviewing a monster on an issue that the whole country deserves to know about, the contents of the interview were kept hidden from the public. I wonder why. Everyone pretty much saw this move for what it is. Another attempt at covering up the evil they're trying to hide from us. This has pushed some reporters to question the president's intent in all of this, with some reporters even asking the president if he's planning on possibly pardoning Maxwell, with Trump not clearly denying the possibility.
But she's telling him she's a convicted trafficker who's eager to get out of prison.
Well, you know, he's a professional lawyer. I think he's been through things like this before. But, you know, you should focus on Clinton. You should focus on the president of Harvard, the former president of Harvard. You should focus on some of the hedge fund guys. I'll give you a list. These guys lived with Jeffrey Epstein. I sure as hell didn't. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, have you heard about the interview with Ghislaine Maxwell?
Are you still disappointed in President Trump?
A pardon or clemency?
Well, I don't want to talk about that. What I do want to say is that Todd is a great attorney. But you ought to be speaking about Larry Summers. You ought to be speaking about some of his friends that are hedge fund guys. They're all over the place. You ought to be speaking about Bill Clinton, who went to the island 28 times. I never went to the island.
You may say you did not write a letter for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday.
I don't even know what they're talking about. Now, somebody could have written a letter and used my name, but that's happened a lot. All you have to do is take a look at the dossier, the fake dossier. Everything's fake with that administration. Everything's fake with the Democrats. Take a look at what they just found about the dossier. Everything is fake. They're a bunch of sick people. Where did you see the people laying outside?
Right across the office.
We'll take care of it. Well, we got a lot of them out. And I've always said those last 10 or 20 are going to be the toughest.
You should focus on the fact that Larry Summers from Harvard, that Bill Clinton, who you know very well, and lots of other friends, really close friends of Jeffrey Summers, should be spoken about. Because, you know, Jeffrey Epstein should be spoken about. And they should speak about them, because they don't talk about them. They talk about me. I have nothing to do with the guy.
Do you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell?
It's something I haven't thought about. It's really
recommended.
I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
But you wouldn't rule it out, sir.
Now, not surprising at all. After the meeting with Maxwell, Trump decided to switch up once again. Just a few days ago, he was telling the American people there isn't a list, claiming that the Epstein files are boring, and the only people interested in those files were bad people and fake news.
Did you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would.
But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sorted, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going.
He also then tried to claim the files were fake and were made by the Democrats to destroy his political career. But now, after the meeting with Maxwell, he's promising a list once again. Now he's promising to release quote-unquote names of hedge fund guys who live with Jeffrey Epstein while maintaining that he himself did not. Which again is weird after Trump was linked to Epstein once again after a birthday letter was uncovered that was supposed to be from Trump to Epstein.
You ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 6th and 14th Amendment rights, sir.
Trump denied writing the letter and claimed he was going to sue the Wall Street Journal for publishing those claims. But then the Wall Street Journal doubled down, releasing evidence that will suggest Trump was told by Pam Bondi directly that he was repeatedly mentioned in the Epstein files. Now, just about every media site is reporting that Trump was told by Pam Bondi a few months back that his name was on the list multiple times. So it's quite interesting that after Trump was reminded of his possible participation in Epstein's crimes, he he started claiming Epstein had no accomplices. When that didn't work, he tried shaming people into moving on. When that didn't work, he tried calling it a Democrat psyop to bring him down. When that didn't work, he did his most desperate move yet. Started allegedly working out a deal with one woman everybody knows is guilty. The one woman who would know if Trump participated in some disturbing crimes with Epstein. The one woman who can name him or clear his name. What an interesting move. Honestly, I'm surprised Maxwell didn't end up shutting herself off just like Epstein allegedly did. But then again, I think that would only make things a whole lot more suspicious. If out of nowhere, another person, the last person left, just stops existing right as everyone is staring right at her. How would they explain that off? Right now, the American people are witnessing the most disrespectful cover-up ever. They no longer have any respect for us, and they think we're all mindless TikTok scrolling zombies. Part of me truly feels this was the plan all along. They knew there was no easy way out of this. They had to have known that covering this up in this manner was going to result in this sort of reaction from the people. But still, they did manage to successfully turn the people against each other, make us fight amongst each other while they push their situation further and further down. Right now, there is a giant separation in the truth community that isn't going to help any of us. The truth community has divided into two. Those who still think Trump is on our side and fighting for the truth, against those who no longer trust Trump, and those who never trusted Trump. This is exactly what they want. This is the best distraction possible. If we are too busy fighting each other, then we can't pay attention to what really matters. Holding Epstein's accomplices responsible for the evil they did. Figuring out all the men and women who harmed children and are trying to cover it up. Make sure the victims get the justice they deserve for what they were put through. But most importantly, stopping these monsters, as chances are, they're still doing this to others. That's what really matters. We can't fall for the bait, and we can't accept their fabricated stories. We know there's a list of prominent names they're protecting. We want to see it, and we shouldn't let it go until we do. If we're going to get this done, we must all be on the same side. We have to remember we are truly fighting for the kids. We can't let them use any of these manipulation tactics against us. Right now, we are seeing all of those in power attempting to cover this up. The Republicans are covering this up, just like the Democrats did. Why? Because they both have secrets they don't want coming out. This has nothing to do with an election. They are both hoping and praying that the American people just get over it. The moment we comply, they win and have us exactly where they want us. There's a reason why they're having a secret meeting with Maxwell. There's a reason why Trump won't straight up confirm he won't be pardoning Maxwell. They are creating their new narrative, and they're hoping it would be accepted by the American people. But us on the side of the truth have to remember we will not believe the villains, as they have no incentive in snitching on themselves. What we do next determines the fate of our future. Will we be complicit in this cover-up and every other cover-up that will come? Or will we stand on business and force these monsters to hold themselves accountable? Trump is promising names, but let's be honest. If his name isn't mentioned, then how can we believe it? If Maxwell gets a pardon, then how can we believe it? We can't. I honestly feel that Trump was chosen for this very reason. Trump managed to get so many people on his side to truly buy into his cause. The attempt on his life further cemented in people's minds that Trump was a chosen one sent by God himself to save this country. With the attempt on his life coming off as the evil ones trying to eliminate him before he can save the country. They knew Trump had some of his followers under cult-like levels of control. They likely believed that Trump would be able to convince the American people that he investigated the Epstein files and truly found nothing credible. And because he's Trump and everyone loves and trusts him, they would believe him. It's pretty clear this was the purpose of everything that happened with Trump in this election and the last election. The storming of the Capitol, the attempt on his life, was all set up to build Trump into this trustable hero, with the goal of successfully covering all of this up. Thank God it didn't work. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.